The Public News Service Daily Newscast for June the 9th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. A 7-count federal indictment against former President Donald J. Trump. The New York Times reports the Justice Department took the legally and politically momentous step of lodging those charges against a former president. That's according to multiple people familiar with the matter on Thursday evening. The Times reports the indictment filed in federal district court in Miami is the first time in American history a former president has faced federal charges. The Times notes the charges put the nation in an extraordinary position given Trump's status as the one-time chief exec, but also as a frontrunner for the 2024 GOP nomination to be president to face Biden, whose administration will now be seeking to convict his potential rival. On Thursday, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld a lower court ruling in a 5-4 vote that Alabama's 2022 congressional maps violated the Voting Rights Act.
The decision safeguards Section 2 of the 1965 Voting Rights Act, which bans voting practices that discriminate based on race, color, or membership in specific language groups. As a result, Alabama may see new congressional maps soon. League of Women Voters Alabama President Kathy Jones praised the ruling as a momentous day for voters and voting rights advocates by guaranteeing that black voters in Alabama can fairly select their preferred candidate, knowing their votes matter.
It is a powerful declaration that black voices in Alabama will no longer be ignored. We are pleased that we are one step closer to finally achieving equal representation in our state.
In January, it was determined that Alabama's voting map likely infringed on the Voting Rights Act. Mapmakers distributed residents into districts in such a way that only allowed black voters to elect candidates in one district, despite comprising about 27% of the voting age population. Shantia Hudson reporting.
We get more now on voting rights from our Daniel Smith.
The new Pennsylvania redistricting table is a partnership of organizations concerned about redistricting, saying they want the process to focus on voters instead of legislators and political parties. Carol Cunningham, chair of the group Fair District PA, says more than 200 people attended a virtual forum showing there is considerable interest in redistricting reform.
The panelists, they discussed what we've learned about redistricting reform, what we've learned about how to make sure voters' votes are not diluted in the redistricting process.
She says her organization has been trying to get reform legislation passed since 2016.
This is Public News Service. As spoke from the Canadian wildfires blankets New York and much of the East Coast, it is causing a wide range of health effects and not just for people.
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, they can be as minor as eye and respiratory tract irritation to worsening asthma and even causing heart failure. And humans aren't the only ones feeling the effects of smoky skies. Wildlife is compromised through loss of habitat, food, and water sources. Karina Newsom with the National Wildlife Federation notes climate change could make this a regular occurrence.
With there being more frequent, more intense, longer burning wildfires, and of course natural movement of air, we can absolutely expect to see wildfire smoke occurring in places where maybe wildfires are not actually burning, like we're seeing right now, being a more frequent experience.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has ordered New York firefighters to help combat the Canadian blazes. As for the Belmont Stakes this weekend, Hochul says she's taking additional measures to protect racehorses and spectators, adding if the air quality hits 200, the race will be canceled. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
Most residents in Illinois will soon be paying the 1% state sales tax on their groceries again. The governor there, J.B. Pritzker's temporary tax relief, set to expire July the 1st, following a one-year suspension.
It covered what the state refers to as low-rate grocery items, not the high-rate foods and beverages that are taxed at a full 6.25%. Restaurant Opportunity Center, or ROC United, is a nonprofit that advocates for restaurant industry workers. Manuel Villanueva with the group says the return of the 1% tax can be tough for this low-wage workforce, as pay is still relatively low since the pandemic, even as Illinois rents continue to climb. He says inflation isn't making things any easier.
Those little pennies on the dollar, once you go to the grocery store, where a family of four, that is an average of $500 every 2 weeks. That can be really detrimental for their expenses.
Although many believe exempting groceries from state sales tax bases has a progressive effect, research from the Tax Foundation finds that it isn't the case. It says grocery exemptions are a middle income, not a low income benefit, and middle earners can more efficiently recoup the expenses through grocery tax credits. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
Finally, the Bureau of Land Management has announced a $161 million investment in habitat and wildlife restoration in 11 western states. Alaska is scheduled to receive $5 million. Joel Webster is with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership.
It's really about restoring impacts from mining activities. There's important salmon habitat in that landscape. Landscape level restoration focused on cleaning up historic mining damage.
This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on interesting radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.